Cardi Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll have music and conversation with Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier. Thanks for being here. Cade Mela Falcha. You're very welcome here for this 223rd edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. It's been a fun October for us, and we're going to send the month off with a bang this evening. I've been telling you for a while about the long-awaited duo CD from J.P. Cormier and Dave Gunning, and I hopefully whetted your appetite with a track last week. Tonight, we're going to get more in-depth with this fine disc, and we're also going to have my chat with both J.P. and Dave for you later this evening. We've a lot to do, so let's get on to it. We'll begin this week with Trion, the celebrated trio featuring Liz Carroll on fiddle, Billy McComiskey on button accordion, and Dahi Sproul on guitar. We'll check out a set of reels, The Poor Man's Fortune, The Fiddler's Key, and The Blessings of Silver from their 1995 album, Trion 2. From there, we'll have a track from Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier to set the mood for later in the show. First, though, here's Trion on the Kitchen Party Kaylee. Thank you.
lost my heart in the city. When the night comes, I want to see the stars.
So I try to keep my distance from the highway, in the place I fell in love right from the start. There's no shame here in knowing all your neighbors, more than a mailbox and a name.
Living where the currency is favors, and no one minds when you run naked in the rain.
Oh, on the back roads, when the day is through. Oh, on the back roads, then I'm close to you. Now it don't matter where you're going, people wave like they know where you've been.
When a tree falls, we'll leave the roots up showing, and everything around here just comes back again. If we make a little place beside the river, most of what we need is growing in the yard.
In our little world, we'll spend there forever, never having to be going very far. Oh, on the back roads, when the day is through. Oh, on the back roads, then I'm close to you. Oh, on the back roads, I'll make it back to you.
My heart in the city. When the night comes, I want to see the stars. And I try to keep my distance from the highway, in the place I fell in love right from the stars.
Home on the back roads, when the day is through. Oh, on the back roads, then I'm close to you. Oh, on the back roads. Back roads, then I'm close to you. Oh, on the back roads.
Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier there with a selection called Backroads from their long-awaited duo album, 2. As I mentioned, we'll be hearing from both Dave and J.P. later in the program. This was just a bit of a teaser. Before Dave and J.P., we heard from Trion, the 1990s super trio consisting of Liz Carroll on fiddle, Billy McComiskey on button box, and Dahi Spruill on guitar. They released 2 albums. And from the second of these, Trion 2, we had a medley of Poor Man's Fortune, The Fiddler's Key, and The Blessings of Silver. Let's keep it going with some veteran Irish and Scottish musicians. First up is the Tannahill Weavers, the legendary Scottish group that will celebrate its 50th anniversary in 2018. We'll go back 40 years to 1978 and the band's second album, The Old Woman's Dance. We'll have a medley of Wild Dance with Waddy and Pipe Major George Allen. From there, we'll have a song featuring 3/5 of the original Solace lineup right after the Tannahill Weavers on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Thank you. my lovers left me in the penstock. And that's the last of him I ever saw. He joined the Camry and marched to on. He took the shilling. He took the shilling and he's off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Well, did he look as he marched along with his skeleton's sparring and his musket gun? And the ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed it out by, he sailed it out by the broom along. Well, the pipes did play as he marched along, and the soldiers sang out a battle song. March on, march on, cried the captain gay, for king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Laddies, come hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Men they fought and the men did fall. Cut down by bayonet and musket ball. Many are these brave young men. And you're dying more. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're dying more. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're dying more. Dying more.
John Doyle and Seamus Egan. Thank you. Heroes.
That was John Doyle, Karen Casey, and Seamus Egan, three-fifths of the original lineup of Solas, on a song called The King's Shilling. We heard Karen on lead vocals, backed by John on guitar and Seamus on mandolin. This comes from a 2007 concert at the Irish Arts Center in Hell's Kitchen in New York. Mick Maloney organized the concert, which also featured Liz Carroll, Eileen Ivers, and Joni Madden, among many others. The show was recorded and filmed as Absolutely Irish, and the film was shown on American public television with the soundtrack released on Compass Records. Before that, we went all the way back to 1978 for a track from the Tannahill Weavers, the legendary Scottish band which will mark its 50th anniversary next year. From their second album, The Old Woman's Dance, we heard a medley of Wild Dance with Waddy and Pipe Major George Allen. WICR is currently conducting its Fall Listener Fund Drive. This is your chance to show your appreciation for this program and other unique shows on WICR by pledging online at wicronline.org or by calling in your pledge at 317-788-3314. When you pledge at various levels, we'll send you thank you gifts such as CDs, cultural events tickets, or HD radios. The WICR Fall Listener Fund Drive is this week only, so don't wait. Public radio stations like WICR depend on funding from listeners like you. You can make your pledge online at WICRonline.org, or you can call in your pledge now at 317-788-3314. Thanks for supporting WICR. If you're just joining us, we're going to take an in-depth look at the long-awaited CD from Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, a disc called Two, in recognition of the fact that the whole album consists of two guitars and two voices, with no other instruments or sweeteners. We're going to hear from the lads in just a moment, but first, let's have some music. We'll have J.P. on a medley consisting of Hiawatha, Tom's E-flat clog, The Banks, and The Ray Reel. J.P. first recorded this on a duo album he did with his uncle, Joe Cormier, called Velvet Arm Golden Hand, but he and Joe then re-recorded it for his 2005 collection called Looking Back Volume 1, The Instrumentals, and that's the version we'll hear. We'll then have a selection from the new Gunning-Cormier album, a song called Johnny Armstrong. So here we go now on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Come all ye border riders and listen to my song. My story has been told before and I'll not detain you long.
It's the tale of Johnny Armstrong and the king who did betray.
A man of trust and honesty.
His cattle taken from the enemy.
But they hung him from the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away.
Some call him a reaver. There are those who'd say, all down to Newcastle, blackmail to Johnny Pay.
From the tower at Gilnockie through the shadowlands below,
rode the outlaw royalty
with honor and integrity.
But they hung him from the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away.
A plan relayed with whispers to bring poor Johnny down. A gathering at Carling Rig with the Northern Crown.
Then the message was delivered, John, you must come today.
The king said, Johnny, come to me.
Your safety I will guarantee.
But they hung him from
the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away.
Riders,
his men they did surround. With only 35, he'd lost the upper ground.
No bargain then was offered, no bargain then was made.
Johnny offered white steeds 23,
gold, black mail, property.
But they hung him from the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away.
For a man to seek hot water beneath the cold of ice, it surely must be folly, so I'll take my own advice. There is no grace or honor from a king of 17. You may take me now, but you will see, our blood will make its own decree. If you hang us from the gallows tree, Johnny Armstrong's gone away. Kings don't need competition from broken men like you. The English queen is nervous, so your even days are through.
The sentence was delivered, with death he'd have to pay.
The rope returned his liberty,
from earthly troubles set him free.
And they hung him from the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away. Come all ye border riders and listen to my song. The story has been told before and I'll not detain you long.
It's the tale of Johnny Armstrong and the king who did betray.
A man of trust and honesty, his cattle taken from the enemy. But they hung him from the gallows tree. Johnny Armstrong's gone away.
We're featuring selections from the great new album from Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, a disc called Two, and we just heard a selection from that record called Johnny Armstrong. Dave and J.P. are both skilled recording engineers and producers, in addition to which J.P. plays about every instrument under the sun, but as with every other track on the new album, the song we heard features just two guitars and two voices. We'll hear why that is in just a moment, but I just wanted to quickly let you know that before Johnny Armstrong, we had a selection featuring J.P.'s fiddle, along with his uncle, Joe Cormier, a medley of Hiawatha, Tom's E-flat clog, the Banks, and the Ray Reel, which appears on J.P.'s 2005 collection, Looking Back, Volume 1, The Instrumentals. As you know, J.P. has been on our show many times, beginning with our 10th episode all the way back in September 2013. I wanted to talk with J.P. and Dave together, though, and I finally got to do that a couple of weeks ago. This call was actually recorded while they were driving through Western Canada together on their most recent tour. So here for you now is my conversation with Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, exclusively on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Why don't you tell us first off how you guys met?
When I first moved back from Nashville, I was sitting up at Shetty Camp in the first few months there. I had no work and no money, and I got a call from this guy who wanted a fiddler for a gig down in Halifax. That was Dave.
And that would have been, what, about 1995?
94.
And since that time, of course, you guys have played on each other's records. You've done a whole bunch of shows together. And now what you've done has culminated in the release of a fantastic duo album.
Yeah, we were threatening to make it for years, but it finally materialized last year. We just kind of forced ourselves to take the necessary number of evenings to get it done. And came out in July this year. It's been doing really well.
Well, before we talk in depth about the album, tell us some about some of your earlier musical collaborations together.
Well, me and Dave have been working together for 23 years, so there's not enough time to even talk about it. We worked on each other's albums. We toured together with Stomp and Tom. We toured together with Janelle and Cameron. We've played hundreds of venues together. It's never really ended since the first day we ever worked together. It just kept right on going from there, you know?
What was the process that led up to you guys actually finally getting this album out?
I think personally, you know, just JP to Victor County a few years back, and just 20 minutes from my place, so it really made sense to kind of get together in the evenings and just kind of hang out. While we were hanging out, we thought, well, let's just have some fun, and JP brought a song over, Never Picked Hot, that it was one that he had demoed years ago, and then he said, let's do this together, and then we were really happy with how it turned out. It inspired us enough to write Home to Mary, and then once we had started writing original stuff, it just kept snowballing, and we decided to try to get together as much as we could. Whenever we could spend an evening together, we'd get together and maybe have a couple of beers and write or record something, and it just came together really naturally like that.
Why did you guys decide to keep it to just two guitars and two voices?
Well, I think it would have been easy for us to add overdubs, especially with JP's talent. I mean, he can play instruments that haven't even been invented yet. But I think we decided, let's limit the ingredients to just two guitars and two vocals, creative ways to maximize those four ingredients. And it kind of inspired us to play the guitars together and to sing together as well. So it became a real live off the floor vibe to the record, and so easy for us to reproduce it because it's exactly what we do live.
There wasn't a ton of thought put into actual performance. We were careful with our arrangements, and then we'd sit with two guitars and play for a long time until we would find all the hooks and nooks and crannies. We'd record the two guitars simultaneously, then we'd record the vocals together as well. We tried to make it so we were never playing or singing alone. We did attempt a couple times to do all four tracks at once, but we didn't like the fact that we couldn't separate our vocals for mixing purposes. So the album is all about performance. It was a lot of spontaneity, but it occurred before the mics came on.
There were happy accidents, too.
Yeah, we were very thoughtful about what we were going to play, and then we turned the mics on and just go to work real hard. We're very picky, and Dave has the best ears of any engineer I've ever worked with in my life. He took the stuff apart with a fine-tooth comb and mixed it and mastered it. It became almost another beast altogether once he got his hands on it. He stressed over it for a long time and mixed it, you know, four or five times. It was a long process. Like I say, it took a year. About 12 days of actual recording time and probably another couple of weeks of work in the studio and mixing it and mastering it. So, but it was easily done. It was the easiest record I ever made.
So what about the song choices?
Well, I mean, some of the stuff is trad and the rest we wrote. And we got a Tom Connor song, and we got a, you know, a bunch of trad songs that we don't want to hear other people do. That was the criteria we had for the material. Plus, it had to fit us, and plus, it had to move us in some way, and all the songs on the record do.
Well, both of you guys have been very public about acknowledging your appreciation for Stomp and Tom. That must have been quite enjoyable to actually get that one finished.
Yeah, Dave brought that one to the table one day in a hotel room. We were sitting around. He said, we should cut this. And we started singing it. It immediately turned into what's on the record in the first 30 seconds. So it was a no-brainer. It was a song I demoed years ago for Tom. You know, I wanted Tom to hear another version of it. And plus, you know, it had large significance for me and Dave because I sang the song at the private funeral. And then me and him went off and did the big memorial concert after the public funeral. So it's part of our shared history, that song.
Well, one of the things that really strikes me about the album is the extent to which you manage to get that brother harmony sound, even though while you may be spiritual brothers, you're not actual brothers. That is really tricky to do.
Not for us.
I think I actually sing better when I'm singing with JP. I find it inspiring to blend with him, and the comfort level is pretty high because we've played for so many years together, and it's fun to kind of bounce off of him. And the same thing with playing guitar, you know, kind of get that almost like the sibling harmony on guitar, you know, and it's exciting for us. And we were only working with two guitars and two vocals. We want to kind of make them as big and full sounding as we could, you know.
All right, so here's an attempt to pin you guys down a little bit. So, Dave, in a couple of words, why don't you sum up what you appreciate about JP as a musician and as a musical collaborator?
Oh, my gosh.
I think you just did.
He's my brother, but he's also one of my heroes. And I just love everything about him. We've spent so much time together, and I enjoy making music so much more when I'm with him. Hopefully it shows on this record. We're certainly proud of it.
And JP, same question in reverse.
I don't want to call it fate, but I believe that there's certain things that happen in your life that you can't avoid. And thankfully, most of them are good. And because we're stupid, we miss some of them. But having Dave in my life, as long as I've had him in my life, as a friend and a collaborator, this album here is one of the things that I was put here to do. And it feels like that every time I work with him and play with him and sing with him. It's a pinnacle of all the work I've done all my life led me to these moments, right? And that's the way he makes me feel as a friend and a musician, and it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wild abandon on stage. We could barely control it ourselves, you know? The audience plugged into that really quickly, really easily, and the live shows have been getting received so well. And that's why, because me and him are both just lost in this. It's like a wonderland we're in. And besides that, Jay is one of the best songwriters I ever knew in my life, and one of the best singers and players, and a winning combination.
So you guys are currently in the middle of a tour now, so what's ahead for you in the next few months?
Well, I'm just about done touring after this trip here. I'm going to go back and do Kelly Colors, and Dave is, what are you doing, Dave?
I guess a couple more trips out west to Canada here, and then Christmas shows around home, and then flying to the UK after Christmas, and then to Australia, I guess, for most of March. But the GP and I are going to be reconnecting in the springtime to do some more shows, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Dave and JP, thanks so much for coming on the program, and we wish you the best of luck and very safe travels.
Thanks for having us on the show, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yes, David, take care of yourself, brother. Love you.
My conversation there with JP Cormier and Dave Gunning about the new Gunning Cormier album, 2. Let's have another track from the record right now. During our conversation, Dave and JP talked about the Stompin' Tom Connors track they recorded, so let's give that one a listen. Earlier, we heard an instrumental from JP, and we'll follow the song with an instrumental from Dave from his John Allen Cameron tribute album. So here's Gunning and Cormier and Songbird Valley on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Got your letter just this morning, where you speak of yesterday, when the mill came to our valley and your old friends moved away. Like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the songbird mill, they're all gone from Songbird Valley. Like the trees from Songbird Hill. And now you say you'd like to see me where your home sits in the breeze, amidst the smells of devastation. We'll renew old memories. Like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the songbird mill, they're all gone from Songbird Valley. Like the trees Songbird Hill. I've never been at ease since the mill came to our valley and destroyed our precious trees. Like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the songbird mill, they're all gone. Like the trees from Songbird Hill, like the songbirds on your paper that were made in the Songbird Mill, they're all gone from Songbird Valley, like the trees from Songbird Hill, and they won't come back. Songbird Valley, yeah, just like me, old friend, they never
A couple of tracks there featuring Dave Gunning, the great singer and songwriter from Pictou, Nova Scotia. That was King George V's Army, an instrumental associated with Genelle and Cameron, and it appears on Dave's album called, appropriately enough, A Tribute to Genelle and Cameron. Genelle and was a hero to both Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, and before that, we heard Dave and J.P.'s tribute to another of their mutual heroes, Stompin' Tom Connors, Songbird Valley. This, of course, appears on the new Gunning Cormier album, too, and I hope you've enjoyed our in-depth look at this great record this evening. We've time for one more block, and let's populate it with some great Irish musicians. First, we'll hear from Kevin Burke, the fiddler who's played with the Bothy Band, Patrick Street, and Celtic Fiddle Festival, among many others. In 1978, he released a solo album called If the Cap Fits, which is probably one of the seminal Irish fiddle recordings of the last four decades. From that record, we'll hear a medley of The Star of Munster and then two of the John Stenson reels, and he'll be joined on those by accordionist Jackie Daly. From there, we'll have a visit from Socks in the Frying Pan, right after Kevin Burke, on The Kitchen Party, Cayley. Socks in the Frying Pan there, the lads from Clare, with a jig medley called Little Red Rocket, from their 2016 album Without a Paddle. Featured there were Shane Hayes on accordion, Fiacre Hayes on fiddle, and Odin Coyne on guitar. Before the Socks, we had Kevin Burke and his heralded 1978 album If the Cap Fits. With Jackie Daly on accordion, we heard the Star of Munster, John Stenson's Number 1, and John Stenson's Number 2. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, at gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll have The Trip to Sky from John Whalen. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. right after the folk sampler. Slán ógat. You've been listening to The Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. This program was made possible by support from donations from the Friends of The Kitchen Party Kaylee. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.